We're going to get started then, since we're running a few minutes late. Welcome everybody out tonight to our CDRA meeting, November 9th, 2021, 6 p.m. Start with a roll call.
Justin.
Here.
Adam.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
Paul.
Yes.
Rodney is excused, she's out of town and Sam's speaking.
Okay, next on the agenda is approval of minutes from October 12th, 2021, regular CDR meeting at 6 p.m. Let me talk about safety and I'll let them hand it out to us. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from October 6th. Yeah, talking about courses, coffee, and regular meeting. Second. Okay, I have a motion by Justin, second by Les, to approve the minutes of the October 12th, 2021, regular CDI meeting at 6 p.m. Roll call.
Yeah,
that's right. All those in favor? Any opposed? Okay, next is approval of invoice register dated 10-7 of 2021 to 11-5 of 2021 in the dollar amount of $1,223.30.
So I'm just standing off to the expenses. It's like energy, you said, trash.
It's on the back, right there.
On the back one?
Yeah, well, it's on the back of the CDR.
I'll make a motion to approve 200 minutes for October 7th to right there. November 5th, 2021, in the amount of $1,223.30.
Okay, I got a motion by Justin, second by Kevin, to approve invoice register dated 10-7-2021 to 11-5-2021 in the dollar amount of $1,223.30. Roll call.
Justin.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Sure.
I don't know what you're going on there.
Invoice register.
Yes. It's a big one, $1,200. I've seen that one. Okay, next. I'll turn some time over to Mark.
Okay, I'll phone Jared Olson in his capacity as Director of Economic Development for Small College, not in his capacity as a state senator, but I would not bring this up individually to any of the elected officials until they were sitting in official capacity as board members of the RDA. So tonight I'm going to give you a summary of what's been going on, okay? Now, we heard a rumor. We heard from two reliable sources that Snow College was going to spend $5 million to build an arena. And that needed our attention because that would be a serious problem for us. The county can't possibly support two facilities like that. So I called the other on the phone and said, can we get together? He said, what's it about? I told him. He said, well, I was down there. He said, but I don't see even own that. He said, I thought Wasatch Academy owned it. He said, I mean, well, as far as I knew, it was a private. He said, well, I didn't know you were involved in it at all. I said, yes, we're involved. We need to get together. So we went over there, and I explained to him how this came about. And I said, you know, it was really tough to get funding for this. Because the CIB board at that time had found that these kind of facilities are really marginal. And they said, well, there's Blackhawks down there on the I-70, I think, right? That's not that far away. How are you going to compete? I said, the only thing that pulled us off by getting this moving forward, the CIB, was that it was two factors. Number one,
Wasatch Academy had an agreement with us over a 30-year period to pay $20,000 a year for the equestrian program. Secondly, we had a letter of support from the Eccles Foundation. And thirdly, we had a commitment of a grant from the Contour Foundation. I said, in the end, the funding package consisted of a $365,000 grant from the Community Impact Board, elderly $340,000 from the Eccles Foundation, $125,000 from the Contour Foundation. I said, now, the federal bond was $1 million at 2.5% interest over 30 years. The debt retirement was $48,000 a year, but we were picking up 20 of that from Wasatch. I said, so we proceeded. No one thought well how large it was going to be. And I said, also, let me give you a bit more background on this. This was never intended to be a Mount Pleasant project. I said, early on, I was on the committee, you know what it is, we were looking at land in Pigeon Hollow, looking down at the landfill. I said, in the end, Chester was the mayor, and he came to me and he said, hey, we're developing a new industrial park. Let's see if EDA will give us a grant, maybe we can do it as one of the things in the industrial park. So EDA wasn't interested in doing that, they didn't fund recreational projects. They ended up later on giving us $535,000 to do their own, there and also the West Park. They wouldn't do that project. So I said, it was always a county project. I said, you will not see anything in there about the fact that's a Mount Pleasant, number one. I said, so okay, maybe we took a risk. I said, now, I'll tell you the situation is, we made our first bond payment in October 2010. We just made another bond payment for 11 years. I said, it was a 30-year bond. I said, we can't possibly compete against Snow College. You got staff, you got it. He said, well, he said, I think there's been a misunderstanding. I said, what is that? He said, all we're going to build is something my owner has. And it will be used, we're going to do classrooms for our agricultural program. And we'll use this arena, which will be like the Oberg Arena, so our rodeo club can practice. And we're not going to have any Oberg rodeos, we're not going to have any roping, any bell racing, anything like that. Because he agreed, I'm glad we got that message from you. Steve Parker with Anika, in his capacity as the Main Street chairperson, he was the forefront with us when we built that facility. So he might be not as important, and not as a former GOP chairman, but also it is interesting to know that Dan was kind of upset because he said, Mark, did you go out and get a bunch of letters? I said, no. He said, what did you do? I said, I contacted one person, Jack Wilkins. Why'd you contact him? I said, because things were said about him. And I felt like I had to go. Now, Jack, I ask you since you're here, did you ever tell Snow College that they could not use that facility for their programs?
Yes.
No. I told Kendra, who was over the Snow College department, who I guess is second in command, but I guess I need an explanation. We had a battle race, and some of the Snow College students was there, which was wonderful. Kendra was there, which was okay. And afterward, we were cleaning up. I heard an argument going on between this fine lady beside me and Kendra. And so it was getting pretty heated, so I went out and I said, what's going on? And Kim said, well, we've already paid to be here tonight. And Jaylen explained to her that wasn't the way it was. That was a barrel racing group. If you want to use the arena, that's completely separate. And she said, well, I don't think it is. And I said, how it is? It doesn't matter what you think. And she said, well, we just won't come back. And I knew, I guess I am all the time. I said, see that baby helping me down at the end of the building? She said, yes. I said, there you go. But that was her. That wasn't Snow College. We had Snow College practice there before, which was great. And in fact, we had a meeting with Wilson guy the one time. He said, what was it? Are you in there?
Yeah.
and we invited them. Come and do the event.
Well, we had a rodeo.
We went to them, and they said, what we'll do, because we have a mature campus, we'll do some of our rodeos, a black hawk and stuff here. Now, I think we left, and they said, we don't have a rodeo school on this. I said, not only are you welcome there, I said, but when Scott Wyatt was president of Snow College, and when Jerry Carlson became president of Snow College, much to the chagrin of one of our council members, I didn't use your name, Kevin, he said, he's always accusing me of trying to get in your ear. Remember that, Kevin? And so, but what I did, I early on reached out to Snow and said, look, if Snow decides to expand their program, they can write us out. We're basically a volunteer operation. You've got staff, you've got faculty, you can make this work, you've got to be sure. I said, what you can do, what I suggest you might look at, is go to the registration. You've got Snow College here, you've got Snow College South of Mistfield, this could be Snow College North, and you can have all your animal in front of you, natural resources, classes here, you can have sauna for your students and so forth. I said, the reason I'm saying that to you is because we not only reached out, we recognize that we didn't become partners with you, we never competed against us, we'd be in jeopardy because we made a revenue bond. And I said, well, you want to do that now? He said, no, it's too far from students to come. I said, okay, but let me try to understand this correctly. And Steve, I can do better about this. I said, so therefore, you're only going to have classrooms. He said, yeah. He said, and he said, I want to make sure that's understood also. He said, it's by Jorgensen, the GOP chair. It was Carson Jorgensen that called him. And he wasn't very happy at it. Bill wasn't very happy with that because when Carson called him, he was calling him as a state senator, and Carson's a GOP state chair. And Carson said, all hell's going to break loose. If you try to build something out of a taxpayer money, it's going to compete with this. And he said, well, Mark, we're not going to do that. He said, again, on the other side, again, it's going to be for classrooms, it's going to be practicing for our rodeo club, we're not all little bridges, we're not all well rushing. In fact, we'll send everything up to you. So, my whole purpose is letting you know that we have that kind of commitment. Now, someone suggested to me that maybe what we ought to do is get a memorandum of agreement or something in place so people's memories won't fade over time. Because I think we all recognize, because a couple of things were told to me, and you might be careful on this. Okay, you wear two hats, and that will be the best hats on. I said, Mark, don't you know where it's really going on the rest of the set? He said, Ethan for a long time has been trying to bring back the rodeo grounds. And this is a way to get Snow to pay for it out of higher ed. I don't know if that's true or not. But what I do know, and please understand that I'm not overreacting to this, I'm trying to make a point. We don't have to get to the point where we're a vassal state in some kind of medieval system where everything is over in Ephraim, the hospital, the arena, everything, we get crumbs. I think we have to make sure that we maintain some significance. And Kevin, from the time you've been involved, Justin, all you guys have been involved, we've been trying to develop ourselves as this recreation facility. That's what Rick and Alice was in here. I said, let me tell you what. When we set and spent several were down here in July for the event, and Bob Bennett called me on the phone. He said, Mark, Smith and Lisa love that place. He said, but we're going to give you some more money. He said, well, you might want you to do a first good job of landscaping that. So I said, I don't think you want to find yourself in a position where the Eccles is putting money into this and you build something that's going to compete. He said, Mark, we're not going to compete. Well, I will say no, I take it in his word. But it has been suggested that you might want to consider some memorandum of agreement that could talk about cooperative relationships or take a position that we make certain that we don't find ourselves in a situation where everything gravitates over there and we have another 20 years, 19 years on the bond payment when we struggle to make a goal. So with that as an overview, I'll see if Steve has anything to add to it, then I'll answer any questions. Go ahead, Steve.
In that meeting, they
emphasized that they didn't regard their facility as something that would compete with us. And I told them, man, there's two things that would tell us otherwise. And the first thing was if they put grandstand seating in there. And if they did that, then that's obviously just going to compete with us. And I told them at that point, if we knew there was grandstand seating going into that building, that more than likely Mount Pleasant would strongly oppose the construction of that arena. And they said they understood that, and they said there would not be grandstand style seating in there. We'll see. Apparently something has developed later that it may be a bit different than what we
thought. Well, you know, I had one thing that I said, go see, you know, like that over the place, over the facility before you go to Washington and you practice. You don't need to see. You see, there used to be this old saying about, you've heard a lot about the channel getting its nose under the tent. Pretty soon, it takes over the tent. And so I want to make it clear, you know, I said it three different times. Okay, this is going to be like an older facility where the local club can practice and there'll be classrooms where the students can learn about agriculture. Is that correct? You said yes. So to me, that requires no seating except maybe a couple of places where people can sit down on the back. Does that make sense? Jamon, I really add one thing. I don't even know if you had heard about it at this point, but I just had someone tell me that the Snow College was building an arena. And so I made a couple of phone calls to people that I thought might know, and out of three or four calls that I made, maybe there was only one who knew what was going on, or at least she told me she knew about it. And I said, so how in the world are we going to build an arena with $3 million of taxpayer money? And she said, that's not what I was told. She was told this from one of the principals that's involved in the whole thing. She said, they told me $5
million. Yeah. That was the budget figure we got out of the meeting as well. That it was a $5 million facility.
Yes, see, and that's the other point I was underscoring. If you're going to build a $5 million facility, then basically that is going to be a facility. You're not going to spend that kind of money and not attract rodeos, gravel racing, all kinds of stuff. It's either going to be like overs, or it's going to be something we can call, or it's just not a problem. It depends on what you spend on those classrooms. So if those classrooms are attached to that could drive the price up for a while.
That's true.
Right. So if you got classrooms attached to an arena like that, again, we emphasize the fact that if it's classrooms and a place to practice, then that doesn't replicate what we try to do here at the Veterans Correction Center come to an arena on all the land we have. But I do think we have to be very careful that we communicate this to them, because I'm sure the president, in fact, he told me, so this is something I'll take to the president of the college, and I said, well, we talked in two treaties with the president of the college, we just got to make sure that we Mount Pleasant stuck their neck out to provide this facility for all the county, and we don't want anything to happen on the Snow College campus that undermines our effort. We don't want to do that. Is that fair, Mike?
Yeah. Well, I think we definitely need a memorandum. We need to have Devin write up something. Because he said, I said, you said, then hold up in the court of law.
Well, even a few years down the road when everybody changes, a different president comes in or something else happens.
Yeah.
I was also by that same person told that that she was told that they were going to go, that after they got this bill, that all high school rodeos would be held there. And if they're going to have high school rodeos there, they better hustle each other. We went on the fringe when we have high school rodeos down here. We need is all we can handle.
were maxed right out.
And not only that, just 2 days, just a little bit maxed right out. Yesterday, Kevin had talked to me, he'd been talking to the mayor, and Keith was interested in doing landscaping. And if you can jump with the park expansion down there, this might be a good time to get the money, take out the outdoor media, and put it down there so we have a great facility. But if we expand that and put more effort into it and more capital into it, we got to make absolutely certain. And this becomes a political rather than an economic development question. We have to make sure that they understand that there is such a place that's called the North part of Santee County. And we built this for the whole county, but also especially the North part, and that we shouldn't be left with all the expenses if 13 miles down the road, they're going to build one that competes. I know I may be repeating that a lot, but I want to underscore that because you're right, Cole. We need that. We have that understanding of what I mean.
In essence, we have state money competing against state money with this facility. The money from the college comes from the state, and this facility was funded by CIB loans and grants. And so you've got the same pool of money, in essence, competing for the same product out in the public, and that's a classic conflict of interest, and would defeat the purpose that the state gave us that money in the first place.
Where's the facility going to build anything?
It's going to be on the wrong part, right where the
It would give some gas.
Sorry, where the turkey production
was. Some of the other arena was.
Yeah, the arena was.
Okay, so is it somewhat limited on how they can expand it? I mean, is there room for three arenas there?
Yeah, they're not going to have room for eventing facilities or any outdoor trail type stuff at all.
I'm talking about the arenas themselves, because you got a good point. We've got two arenas, right? They're not wrong, right? And we're full size, about five full scale arenas. We've got the little one in Wasatches and the little one down below, right?
Right, but that little one down below covers all the show jumping for the eventing.
Okay, well, to do a high school rodeo, a state 4-H, or any of that, the three arenas are needed.
Absolutely.
You're correct. We've not got done. I think we've gone with using the rock. We would have no land. So to maintain the status that we have, and we've been talking about this, even in our group, but we haven't done much effort into beginning to build a place for this arena. Now, we can start that process so that when the opportunities present themselves to maybe do some increased room for recreation facilities and whatnot that would complement the park, when those opportunities present themselves, and the lady that came down that was helping us do this park upgrade made some good suggestions of what we can do, and they would fund that. She said they can't fund, they don't fund rodeo grounds anymore, so we would, we would want to be planning and working toward getting that relocated, which would allow room for the redevelopment they want to do on the park. So you got a 5-year plan. If we was to put something in motion there to, get public behind us, let them know what we're anticipating here, that we start building an outdoor arena. We got dimensions to see if it can fit down there in the place where we've talked about. We keep encroaching on it, but I still think we might be all right. But I think that having that third arena opens up the door. These events that they do, they're amazing. The people that they bring in, it's unbelievable. So college is not going to have the room to facilitate that. What have we got, 35, 50 acres down there?
60.
60?
60. Kevin, you were absolutely right. And that's precisely the point that I was making to him. In a county with a population of 30,000 people with scarce resources, because it's all taxpayer money, one is one hand or the other, it is absolutely lack of due diligence. I told him we planned on moving that down so we could be more competitive with the real estate, the high school rodeo finals. And I said, as long as all you're going to do is have a practice facility, and you can, and then you can have your rodeo club. But if you try to get into rodeos, barrel racing, anything like that, that's not acceptable to us, because we are now moving to Warren, I use that exact word, a 5-year plan of expansion, working with the animals and others, and we have to have assurances from you that you're not going to come behind us and use money from higher education and think that's a big budget to compete against a small town.
Let me just say one more thing, and I'll say more. One of the main reasons why they were pushing for this, those individuals, said because they could not get any cooperation from the arena manager. And so if that comes up again, that's one of the main reasons why they're going to build their own facility.
Is Kemba still having that?
Yes,
she is.
I can say this to you, because I said that. I said, I'm not giving any money to this. But I've been told by two reliable sources, that when Kendra Sayers, now Kendra Bagley, was released as being the only rescue program for Wasatch Academy, that she said when she left, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to destroy that facility, and I'm going to give it to Jack Winston. I said, I'm not saying. She said, well, I heard it. And he said, well, she couldn't be loud to say. I said, I'm just saying what I heard. Jack, do you consider that?
Well, I want to bring up one point just to clear this up. About 5 years ago, we had a snow college rodeo, and it was very successful. It went really well. After it was over, it was huge. After it was over, Mon and I and Jack went over and met with Kendra and Jay Olson.
Yes.
We met with them. They were thrilled with how things went. They complimented the facility, and then all of a sudden, after the meeting, we hear they're not coming back. And we were under the understanding that we thought we would have 1 year.
Well, again, I want to continue since it's been a minute taker. I want to make the record really clear. I concern you without qualification. Again, I'll repeat it. General Wilson said, Mark, we're not going to build a $5 million facility. We're not going to compete with you. We're selling you business. All this is going to be is like Millburg, where we can have classrooms. We'll have classrooms for our agriculture program. But as far as the meat itself, that will just be used by the radio club to practice. And that's what he said, and that's what I'm going to continue to believe. It's not a commitment to ask this.
I think that can be drawn off without worrying that exactly what you're saying. I know that they do their cattle and sheep and all of that down there.
That's it. Might be fine. We'll just have classrooms. We don't care about that, do we?
All we want to make sure they go to the educational facilities so they can do all the educational. Well, when we build this new arena, we need to be able to be enough to bring in the pro surgeon, don't we? Not necessarily.
We could actually do that. In fact, our team, Kelly, weren't you there when Jeff and Cody were going to get that new walk around, you know? And they said they would love to do PRCA rodeo there, like in September or something like that, if we have a facility, which we don't. But they said they would really push for one.
So how much of it is the PCI level ground versus what we got?
What it broke down to is ticket sales.
It's the seating.
You've got to have the seating. And Obviously, don't have them.
Succeeding, we give the prize money out better.
Well, yeah, you gotta have tickets.
I heard the word, the number $60,000 to get a sponsorship that she entered, you know, RAM and different ones. It isn't just, having a facility, it's a huge outlay.
It is really,
and you know what, we can pack the house with a decent stock contractor right now. If we was to improve that facility and have the parking, I believe that's a good deal.
What else would you?
And I think that having everything consolidated down there, we got good roads in and out, and working on to improve those, and have that facility down there, I think it would compete with any facility in the state.
You got them.
I'm saying if we're going to build an arena, we don't have the seating, we could have the arena big enough and the seating come later. But I don't think we want to be a Spanish Fork, and me, I probably barely squeaks by. But I don't think it's... When you're talking rodeos, 4th of July, which is what we really emphasize, right? Now you're competing with rodeos all over the country. And Spanish Fork, I don't know how many million dollars that facility cost them.
But we
have got one of the biggest 4th of July rodeos in the state of Utah. In fact, in the IMPRA, we're up there 1, 2, or 3 as far as their rankings. And so my suggestion would be to just build a nice, clean, keep it a hometown rodeo, but you're going to bring in all the people from rural Utah. You know what? When I was big involved in this, the sheep not workers, the head lady up there. No, it wasn't the sheep not workers, it was the head, the corporate manager of the South Lake branch. She came down here one time, and it was Cap Lennox was coming down here for a while. I mean, they do come from all over the state. Because it probably is, you know, what's the other co-rodeos on the 4th? Salt Lake's the 24th.
Yeah.
So, there's Oakley. Oakley's a 4th of July rodeo.
It's not PRCA, yeah.
But in PRCA, there's Oakley. Oh, there might be one other one. But it isn't about being a PRCA. Don't get back up in
there. No, I just thought if we build an arena, if we build it big enough, then later on you could have seating if that came about.
We got to capitalize on what we got.
Yeah.
You look at this eventing course. How many of them's in the state of your job?
Do you need as good as ours?
Okay. So continue to improve what we've got with the budget we've got. And you'll make that as big as me. Fine, you're probably never going to compete with someplace like Spanish Fork. But we don't want to be Spanish Fork. I don't either. But I just don't want to be that room or either. We can go out.
But both ideas, though, I think is a good one, is to at least plan to expand.
So we can't.
Right.
We're somewhat limited, too, with our 60 acres. So
there's some
people. I think if we take it step by step, maybe eventually a contractor, a stock contractor, will come in and say, I'll work with the sponsors, maybe a Clinton or whatever, come in here, and maybe we'll have a facility and knock your socks off and say, let us try one. And it might be one that's in September or
whatever. Yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah,
it was worth it.
Yes. But on the 4th of July, it's probably not going to.
No,
Let me clarify myself. All I'm talking about is making a bigger arena. I don't see where that comes from. So we don't have to have a seating if you've got an arena size.
Well, you need to have an idea in your head to expand that seating.
We got that.
When it's appropriate.
We don't have enough seating right now. You're exactly what I'm seeing right now, and you'd certainly borderline.
I agree.
But I'm saying, I just want to know how many figures are
that arena than the arena we got.
Well, arena, it's a arena floor?
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's more than a perimeter, right?
And it's a size of arena for
actually, we actually just remained once when we were talking about it, and we've got plenty of room, you know, and you've got to consider the semis coming in and having a place to load and park, and we were talking about using the front parking lot at the Comptroller and have it so they could all come from there, and we figured that we could probably pull it off.
Yeah, I think the semis can get on the runway.
Absolutely,
they don't have to back up to the facility, right?
Yeah, they just don't have a place to be able to turn around, back in, and get out of it.
Yeah.
And all that has to be taken into consideration right from the get-go.
Right, set it up.
Well, it was like it was a set aside down there, it's been
well, 5 acres is better than us.
Barely.
Yeah, but while you've got Jack here, take advantage of what time he's got and let council work to move forward. This facility needs to be building right now.
Yeah, we're looking at now that $200,000 project for the restrooms and showers. I heard you guys talking about that.
Speaking of which, Mel, I talked to Mike Bowles. He said if you would build a restroom over there at the park and build on the west side, he would supply all the lumber. He would donate all the lumber.
He put it with it.
So the west side of the park over there, and then it'd be had a locked code.
We talked in the industrial park or that
mall, or just the city park.
City park.
He said, if you put one at city park, I will donate all the lumber, so that's your hook, your sides, your everything, and that way. He said, all I'd ask for is if you put a lock on there so that I can get in there. He said, I run. When I get running, I don't have any place for the bathroom, I mean.
We use his plans, yeah, sure, but we use his plans, right?
We made some major changes in it, yeah.
But if I understand it, then you want me to work out the memorandum of agreement when you pass it by Kevin and send you a draft?
Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Another concern that we have on this real quick is, so Kendra's sister, Tammy Millett, she's over the Little Riches Rodeos, and we, again, this is just rumor, but we have heard that the Little Riches Rodeos will go to Snow College. They will no longer come to the...
Yeah, yeah. She and I asked that. We seen that without, didn't we, Steve?
Yes, we did.
And we said we can't have Little Riches go there because... That's what you guys got, some letters from Ford, you got yourself some letters from Ford and stuff. And I could see him disagreeing with our old deal on Little Riches. We hadn't had it here. That'd be competitive, right?
Yes, and they denied that they were out actively searching for them to come into it, but it was a kind of a lukewarm denial. Both Mark and I walked out of the building shaking our heads and asking ourselves, how much of it do we believe?
That was a little bit of a...
It's like that.
Yeah,
it's imagining the parking and all of the stuff associated with it.
Well, that's this person who tried to use his name. He has pretty good feel of what's going on in the rest of the county. He said, let me tell you what, be very careful because I believe the Snow College is using this as the first step to do a major facility in Ephraim. To do everything from concerts to events to road. They have got another land. Well, where do they put somewhere? Well, I do think you're right. If you get something right, see how they respond. Now, if they come back and say, we're not selling that, right? Then,
I'll end up writing John Wall.
Yes.
Yeah. I think they do have enough land. They've got the baseball fields, they've got the old arena grounds, they've got some emotional that can do it. I think they do have enough.
They got a lot of ground there.
Yeah.
How much is our rodeo grounds out here on? How many acres is it set?
Not 100 acres.
Our existing one?
Yeah.
two, three acres.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll do it. That'll be the straw in the wind, right? Like, we'll get it.
Well,
it's like, let me ask one thing. Will Osmond Ward be here?
I told them, this is the most political battle this county will ever see is when they announce it.
This same person said, well, get this new guy. The hospital will be next, and we'll have to be the legal process.
There'll be a political battle that they have to face. The Intermountain's never faced when they announce it. I can guarantee you that. They want to book, they're supposedly supposed to announce this month of purchasing ground down there.
Well, I'm not sure to take a shame thing, but I was golfing Friday with some gentlemen up north, and they said that Ethan's going to be surprised where the building's going to go. They think they're going to grow it down there. He said, Mount Pleasant, Fairview, Lodi, Fountain Green. He said, the north end of our sand beach is going to grow, residential sand beach. He says, it's coming to the north end because they want to be close to the infrastructure. And this comes from up in the big house.
So we pay more elections as it's all going to be north. Mount Pleasant pays more to the fire districts and the landfill than from this.
Yeah.
Well, that's just it. So we'll see where that goes. And that's the illusion. That's what we're saying. So you can see why these developers we got right now is talking about over 400 homes here in this right here. Where that's coming from. And HOA, 59 and over, said they'll be sold before the bill. People want to get out of that. But it's coming. When we get water, the infrastructure is coming. So that's another reason why we
can't get that draft to the IOC.
So let's do that.
Make the motion that we adjourn then.
Okay, send me the motion.
Somebody want to set one?
Same.
So that's second, sir.
I'm David Bucket.
I'm David.
I'm David.
I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David. I'm David